a new thing. Hello, Malcolm here with part 9 of the New Thing series, a daily devotional podcast anchored in Isaiah 43 and verse 19, where God says to his people, "See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." Now, for the next few days, we're going to be focusing on God doing a new thing in the lives of Elijah and Elisha. And today we're going to explore Elijah's past. We meet him on the mountain in 1 Kings 19. And if you like, you might like to pause this podcast and briefly skim through 1 Kings 17, 18, 19 to give you a feel for what's going on here, because we don't have time to go into all the details. Now, he's on the mountain. God is about to do a new thing in Elijah. But first, Elijah has to reckon with his past. And that's true for us. Before we can go forward, we need to know what's been going on to get us to this point. So how does Elijah view his history as he's there on the mountain? He says in 1 Kings 19, verse 10, "I have been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, torn down your altars, and put your prophets to death with the sword. I am the only one left, and now they are trying to kill me too." Note the phrase there, "I have been very zealous." Elijah's previous faith exploits are the stuff of legend. Let's face it, he predicted a drought that lasted 3.5 years. He helped a widow whose oil didn't run out despite her poverty. He brought a widow's dead son back to life. He called down fire from heaven, proving God's power. I mean, he has been courageous. He has been faithful. He has been obedient. But now, "I have been." Note also the phrase, "The Israelites have rejected your covenant." Now, while this had been the case, it was not true any longer at the time that Elijah is speaking to God. Because in 1 Kings 18, verse 14, after Elijah does the miracle of the fire coming down from heaven, he tells the Israelites, "Seize the prophets of Baal, don't let anyone get away." And they seized them. I mean, they had changed their allegiance here. That they are now people willing to worship God. Things have changed. And finally, note in the phrase we looked at earlier on in chapter 19, verse 10, he says, "I am the only one. I am the only one." And it turns out this was not true either. 1 Kings 19, verse 18, "I reserve 7,000 in Israel, all whose knees have not bowed down to Baal and whose mouths have not kissed him." The truth is, Elijah is lonely, but he is not actually alone. He says and claims that he's been very zealous, but if that's still the case, why was he running for his life after Jezebel's threat? And why did he pray in 1 Kings 19, verse 4, "I have had enough, Lord, take my life. I am no better than my ancestors." He's not in a great place, is he? You see, sometimes, before God can do a new thing in us, we need to reflect honestly and courageously on our past defeats. Bear this in mind. There is no faultless biblical hero. Well, of course, other than Jesus. Every person you and I admire in Scripture, apart from Jesus, has sinned. Yet all of them had an opportunity to learn from their sin, and some did and some did not. But they had a chance. And if they did learn from their sin, like someone like David, or perhaps somebody like Elijah in this situation, then they can move on to a new thing, because God is never finished. Failure is never final. Failure is never fatal. Failure is a chance to learn and grow. So, could you take some time today to bring your faith failures to God and ask Him? Ask Him in trust to forgive you, to grant you a new perspective, and to renew your faith for the future. I hope that you find your heart, your life, your congregation, and your world inspired by God doing a new thing. But until tomorrow, take care and God bless.